Under current law, counties building new youth corrections facilities will need to be finished with construction by January 1st, 2021. This comes after the legislature voted in March to close the troubled Lincoln Hill School for Boys and Copper Lake School for Girls in Irma. Wisconsin's Corrections Department will provide counties almost all of the funding, but will that be enough? And what is Wisconsin's vision here for a new and improved youth prison system? Questions we're asking on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Riley Vetterkind has been reporting on this as government and political reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. His piece is titled, Wisconsin Counties Cautious as They Consider Building Youth Detention Center. Riley, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, bring us up to speed on where Lincoln Hills is in its evolution, because state lawmakers passed legislation in March to shut down the juvenile detention center. What does this timeline look in closing Lincoln Hills and building new facilities?
So the legislative remedy to closing Lincoln Hills and dealing with the slew of problems there began in January of this year when Governor Walker announced that he would be closing down the youth prison located in northern Wisconsin near Irma. After he made the announcement, it was up to lawmakers to craft the bill. This was quite a process. Lawmakers got to drafting. They went through several versions of something that they could agree upon. Late in the legislative session, it actually appeared as if the bill was going to die. Lawmakers just couldn't agree on a solution. But at the very last minute, and this was toward, I believe, the end of March, lawmakers finally came together, passed a bill that they could all agree upon, and the governor signed it into law on March 30th of this year. After that, a committee was set up, a juvenile justice committee, that is exploring how to break apart what's currently basically one system. It's called a Type 1 facility, which is what Lincoln Hills is, where currently I think a little bit more than 100 offenders are located there. Under the bill, what is going to happen is it's going to divide what was this one Type 1 facility into Type 1 and into what's called these SRCCCYs. Now, it's a really long name, and basically what SRCCCYs are is just places for less serious youth offenders. So under the bill, what's going to happen is the most serious offenders at Lincoln Hills are going to be housed in a another Type 1 facility with updated requirements. That facility is likely to be located in Milwaukee County. That's because most of the most serious offenders currently housed at Lincoln Hills are from Milwaukee County, the most populous county in the state. And then the less serious offenders largely will be held in about five or six, and that number is still yet to be determined, of these county-run centers, which counties will receive funding from the state to build. Those will be scattered across the state. Several counties are considering building them. However, the state is not requiring that counties build them.
So these five or six centers that will be built around the state are for lower level offenders, and they're much smaller. Is that right?
They'll be much smaller. One of the largest of them will be in Milwaukee County, but here in Dane County, for instance, the center that they're considering is expected to only house about 14 males and six females, and that would be located at the city county building here in Madison.
And so do we know what counties are eyeing this? Do we know what counties these other smaller centers will be located in?
So talks are very much still underway. I spoke to a lobbyist from the Wisconsin Counties Association, and that association has been really good about bringing all the counties interested in building one of these centers together. Those counties are typically the ones who currently have offenders housed at Lincoln Hills. Some of those include, the counties you'd expect, like Dane, Milwaukee, Racine, with the highest populations of youth offenders and the highest populations overall. Some smaller counties considering building facilities are Rock, Portage has been thrown out there, Brown County, Eau Claire, La Crosse. Eau Claire is no longer considering the option. I was told by the Health and Human Services director there that since they already have such a low number of serious offenders, it's more in their interest to focus their efforts on just looking at the preventative side and trying to prevent youth from ending up in a detention facility at all. And so they decided on early in the process to drop their bid.
Why would a county want to build a youth complex, a residential facility like this?
So from the counties I talked to, they're really, really interested in getting all of their offenders out of Lincoln Hills, which is still under a federal investigation for the abuses that occurred there beginning, you know, I think since 2010 it's been. And so, you know, they appear to really care about trying to make conditions better for the offenders, get them closer to home. You know, right now, if an offender is from the Milwaukee County area, where they're currently housed is, you know, probably a 4-hour drive away.
Right.
Part of the solution lawmakers had in mind was locating the facilities closer to home so that and allowing more visitation hours for families to help the youth offenders through the process.
Riley Vedderkind is a government and politics reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal. We're talking about the status of counties building smaller youth detention facilities as Lincoln Hills prepares to close. Gathering your thoughts as well at 800-642-1234. How do you think the new juvenile detention centers should be run? How should Wisconsin approach building these facilities around the state? And do you live in one of the counties that are proposing to build a center, a juvenile detention center? What are your thoughts? Is your county currently considering one? Let's hear from you at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Help us understand where the money is going to come from for these counties. Is it a grant program they apply for to build these centers?
Yep. So legislators in the Lincoln Hills bill that was passed earlier this year set aside $40 million for a grant program to be distributed to the counties that are eventually chosen by a juvenile justice committee. The official decision on who will get the money will be made by this committee and then will need to be passed through the state's budget writing committee in midsummer. After that, counties can hire architects. They can continue to plan for their facilities, and then they can do bidding, go through the construction process, and hopefully build their facilities by the end of 2020. Now, some counties, I should back up a little bit. An interesting figure, and I just confirmed this with the lawmaker last night, is that 95% of this grant funding, or I should say, for male facilities, the state is providing 95% of the grant funding. And for female facilities, it's providing 100% of the grant funding. That was done because costs for female facilities tend to be a bit higher because there tend to be more mental health needs among that population, is what I've been told by the lawmaker who crafted this bill, who had a part in crafting the bill, Evan Goyke. And what lawmakers feared, he said, was that because the female population is already so low, some counties just might completely pass up building one, since it really wouldn't be in their interest, since some might, you know, have such a low population of female offenders.
How much might it cost to build a facility like this?
So from the people I talked to, it's really, really hard to get an exact estimate. But for comparison, the state set aside $25 million for its new Type 1 facility, which is likely going to be located in the Milwaukee area. That's just going to be most in almost any circumstance, that would be just one facility.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Milwaukee County, which is considering both a new facility and a renovated facility, and they don't expect that $40 million is going to be enough to build their own facility. You know, they're hoping it will, but you know, it's kind of all bets are off there.
I mean, it's a risk because you can underestimate how much this project will really cost. And then is the county footing that bill?
A lot of the costs need to be, and how the state will pay is another concern from counties. From the directors I talked to, there isn't a real guarantee at this point whether the money will come immediately via the grant or whether it will be distributed later and they'll be reimbursed. That's kind of still an open question for some counties, and that's another reason that they've been a bit cautious about considering this. I should say that the counties I've talked to have also been very happy with the state in the way that the state has worked with them so far. The state and lawmakers have been really flexible, they've said, in considering their needs, because both parties really do want to see this prison closed down in Lincoln
so
Hills.
When these smaller facilities are built around the state and the money is there for that, for building, what about operational costs? Who foots the bill there?
So for counties who decide to build one of these regional centers, the county will receive a 15% bump in what's called youth aids payments, which they already receive from the state, partially to take care of their youth offenders. That funding will increase. However, some counties are still concerned, you know, the operational funding might not be enough. That's another part of the bill that the Wisconsin Counties Association and some of the counties involved are hoping to potentially up.
We're looking at the state's new idea for a youth prison complex, smaller facilities around the state. Riley Vedderkin stays with us. He's been reporting on this. You can join in, 800-642-1234. How do you think the new juvenile detention center should be run? What should be different compared to Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake? We'll continue to talk about the future of youth detention facilities here in Wisconsin in just a moment on the Ideas Network. One of the big goals in building these smaller youth facilities around Wisconsin is to get juvenile offenders closer to their families. Lincoln Hills is more than 3 hours away from southeastern Wisconsin, where 80% of inmates live. We're talking about how cities around the state will go about building these regional facilities and what that funding situation will look like and what these facilities will be like. You're with us on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and you can join in with your thoughts on Wisconsin's prison system revamp for juveniles, 800-642-1234. Have you made visits to Lincoln Hills in the past? What is your reaction to its closure, and how can Wisconsin make improvements to the youth prison system? Call in, tweet us at WPR Mornings. Government and politics reporter Riley Vedderkin stays with us. He's been covering this at the Wisconsin State Journal. Riley, Governor-elect Tony Evers has acknowledged that the funding and the timelines could present problems, but Evers has been on this committee. What do we know about what the governor-elect is thinking about the detention centers and the way we have set up youth detention here in Wisconsin?
So Governor-elect Evers on the campaign trail has been concerned about the situation at Lincoln Hills, although it was never a focus of his campaign. He was recently asked in Milwaukee whether he would be interested in upping the funding or extending the timeline. He said he would be open to looking at that. A lot still needs to be determined because he will be able to appoint new members to the committee, is my understanding, because a lot of them are currently, like one member, for instance, is the DOC secretary. That is likely to change, although that's not written in stone. And so the committee will change, and the department is likely going to, the committee is likely to be waiting until after the new administration takes office to make decisions over how to handle the funding and the timelines. Mm-hmm. Lawmakers need to get together, stakeholders need to get together that were in on the bill. And so a lot is to be determined still. it's likely that this could be pushed off for quite some time. When it comes to operational funding, for instance, that might not need to be dealt with until the next budget, the 2021-23 budget, instead of the one that we're
currently in. Well, Lincoln Hills has struggled. You had mentioned, of course, federal and state investigations, federal investigations still ongoing. Are regional centers the fix here? How can we make sure that we're not repeating past mistakes with Lincoln Hills? And are there ways that you're seeing in your reporting that these regional centers are going to be different?
So what's currently happening is the Department of Corrections is drafting new rules for these centers, the SRCCCYs or regional centers that have never existed before. Those rules, I'm told, are supposed to be allowing for things like more outdoor space for offenders, allow more visitation time, allow more instruction. They're supposed to be kind of stopping or at least depressing the practice of solitary confinement, a lot of the problems that occurred at Lincoln Hills. These rules are supposed to be submitted to the governor by the end of the month, and then he's supposed to sign off on them. I believe that's still the case. And so there is currently a draft of a lot of these rules right now. Counties are largely satisfied with them. They are looking for a couple tweaks. Go ahead.
Well, counties have any latitude in their facilities in how they design them, or will they be very much a recipe coming from the corrections department?
So corrections has almost exclusively taken this up as their own project. However, they have given the rules to the counties to look at beforehand so that they could make any last minute changes before they're officially submitted to the governor.
Let's go to Adam joining us from Seymour. Hi, Adam.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
So I think some of the reasons that Lincoln Hills has failed is because of its location and because of Governor Walker's war on state employees. I think it's going to be really hard for the state to supply a place like Lincoln Hills with quality corrections officers when corrections officers' pay is continually lowered, and it's in the middle of nowhere. And I think that's something that the counties need to consider when they make these facilities. If you put these facilities in the middle of nowhere, who are you going to have staff them?
That's a really good point. In Brown County, for instance, they are really cautious about considering a facility at all because they're really doubtful that they will be able to both recruit and maintain their members. It's no secret that, or I shouldn't say members, their staff.
Their staff.
It's no secret that the Department of Corrections has continuously battled with really bad turnover rates. You know, this is even more difficult in an economy where unemployment is at 3%. Representative Michael Schraw told me that, you know, people just aren't looking to work in corrections when they could go get a job elsewhere.
Yeah, these are difficult jobs. Do we know how many jobs these regional facilities would create?
That I don't know. That's something that I think I'd like to explore in further reporting. But since it's still to be determined how many centers we'll have, as well as how much funding will be allowed for these positions, that's something that I can't answer at this point.
Would these centers have more more corrections officers per inmate, for instance? Would there be better ratios than at Lincoln Hills?
That is something, again, that needs to be decided in the official rules that DOC comes out with. Once those are signed off on, I'll have a better answer there.
Yeah, but these smaller facilities closer to a juvenile's home, that in itself should get us pretty far here in creating this overhaul. Proximity matters that much?
That's what experts say. The proximity does matter, having families close, you know, not having them housed so far away. But one thing I should say is a lot of the counties and a lot of the lawmakers behind this bill realize that this is not a complete solution to the Lincoln Hills problem. A lot of people point to the fact that offenders really should be prevented from going to these centers at all. You know, in Eau Claire County, which I said before is no longer considering a county facility, they're really, really interested in looking at preventative measures, at community-based solutions that really try to stop this problem at the front end.
Help us understand the next set of dates in the timeline as this unfolds, as we get closer to January 1st, 2021.
Mm-hmm. So March 31st is the deadline for counties to submit their design proposals. These design proposals, from the architects I've talked to and from the counties I've talked to, are most likely to be early drafts. They're not supposed to be really comprehensive you know, sketches or designs. After that, the juvenile committee will get together and look at all the proposals that came in and decide where these facilities should be located and which counties should take the projects on. Because what's likely to happen, or what will happen, I should say, is the counties who build these facilities most likely will be housing offenders from neighboring counties.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the smaller counties that only have, you know, a handful of offenders, it doesn't make sense for them to build a facility at all. And so the juvenile committee will decide in the spring and the summer which counties it thinks it makes most sense to build facilities, and then the Joint Finance Committee will sign off on their recommendation in midsummer during the budget process.
Do you think this will be competitive among counties?
Competitive? I'm not so sure if okay. I'd use that word.
Yeah.
I think that the main counties are Milwaukee and mm-hmm. Racine and Dane that have the largest facilities that, you know,
yeah.
feel obliged to build. But it's not going, I don't think anyone's viewing this as a great boon for the county. They're doing it because they need to take their offenders out of Lincoln Hills.
Well, Riley, thank you so much for coming by. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Riley Vedderkind is a government and politics reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Next up, a recent report details how the projected impacts of climate change will affect the nation's economy, infrastructure, and environment. We'll discuss what those impacts will look like in the Midwest and on transportation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're with us on The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.